Gemara is masik, it's a shad ashon. Now the Gemara tries to slug up the tzad ashon. Bala tzad ashon, the shebehen, she came, loy hufsi kafim, toimer be'edim, she came, hufsi kafim. As Rashi says, loy hufsi kafim, amashi kofi, ino mufsi kafim, toimer be'edim, she miyache, she koifer akol, ve'im yidu ala hamidim, hufsi kafim, ve'loy nemal, Neminu al Ashbiyah. As the Ritva and the Tesis Arosh are Medayik this Rashi. At the Derech Klal, when you're asking a Pircha, what you're doing is you're showing that al Pi Halacha you see that Tzarashava doesn't stir. Says Rashi over here is Meduyik that this isn't a regular Pircha of Kula v'Chumra. Because Rashi doesn't say it's more Kal. Rashi says something else. V'loy nema neminu al ha-shvua. It's a svara miyuchid that you can't believe him on a shvua. In the Hesber, somebody who's a choshed to lie, you don't give a shvua. You say the shvua is nemanis. Somebody who's choshed, what's it going to help to give him a shvua? As you don't even give him a shvua. It's not, look, ain't a neman lech. He's not neman with the shvua. As number one, they both point out that Rashi is not learning this is a pircha of kula v'chumra, but it's a svaradik in a kula, that it's ena doima. This is the first thing. However, there's a machlekes, the taisis, harosh, and the ritva in what's the therefore. The ritva says, therefore, the halacha is, should be, mitaych shen yochel yishav ha-mishalim. Being that he's a chashid, what's the din in a regular chashid? The din in a regular chashid is mitoich sheinu yochel lishava mishalem. Other, in the Tosis Rosh says that you don't say mitoich sheinu yochel lishava mishalem. The Gemara Shaila is therefore there shouldn't be a chiyav shvua bechlau. B'doyme to the Tosis Rosh, you see on Tosis on Daf Hei Omed Aleph. In the Gemara over there, we have the sugya of Hados Edim Oidapam. The Gemara is talking that person was a shomer and Edim came and he said that he ate two of the things that he was a shomer on. And the Gemara says that you have a chiyav shvua midin Hados Edim, and therefore the din is mitoich shein yochol lishava mishalem, and the person who's connected is nishba v'noita. Frek Tosfos on Hei Amud Aleph, he's a huchzik kafroin. As the Gemara over here says, by halva, there's no huchzik kafroin because ishtamute kam ishtamit minei. But by pikadoin, there's no ishtamute kam ishtamit minei, as he's huchzik kafroin. And Tosis means there, so why is it din mitoich? You can't learn it out. As you see clearly in Tosis, that Tosis holds, if there's a pircha of huchzik kafron, you can't learn it out. Bechlal, there is no chiyav shvua, and you don't even say mitoich. The Fida Ritva, it's miyushev the shayla of Tosis on the Gemara later on Hei Amud Aleph. That's why you're saying mitoich, because a huchzik kafron is a choshed. A choshed, you say mitoich. In Tosis, and the Tosis Rosh is Mavur, that the Gemara over here means because it's a Huchzik Kafron, you can't learn out the Iker Achiyah. The Gemara doesn't mean Kipshutai, because it's a, he's a Huchzik Kafron, you don't give a Kafron a Shvua, but the Etzem there is a Chiyav Shvua, just you don't give it to him. What the Gemara means is because he's a kafran, therefore it's not chal dechiyav shvua meikara, as therefore you wouldn't say mitoich. The tzarech beer, haray all over by a regular choshed, the halacha is you do say mitoich. If someone's choshed, he's found to lie on a shvua, and now there's a din tarda where chiyav shvua, you say mitoich sheni yochol yishavu mishalem. As Lahari the Ritva is gerecht. If the Gemara is asking, he's huchzik kafron, he's a liar, he's a chashid, as you should say mitoich. As why is the Tosis Rosh and Tosis learning that over here there is no chiyav shvua? As Lahari, you have to say that over here is different than all over. All over, he's a huchzik kafron. Why? Because Adam came and said, on Sunday, in this Din Torah, he lied. He's a Hosik Kafran. Adam came and said he's a liar. Monday, he comes in, he's Mechuyiv, and Shmuz, Maidim, and Miksas, we say he's Mechuyiv, but he's a Hosik Kafran, Mitoich Sheni Yochol Yishava Mishalem. Over here, in this Din Torah that you're trying to make the Chiyuv Shvuah, this thing that's Mechayiv the Shvuah, the Edom that came, that Mechayiv the Shvuah, a goof is saying he's a Kafran and he can't make a Shvuah. As over here, the Siba HaMechayeves is saying he's a Huchsik Kafran, Edom, that the Edom are Mechayiv the Shvuah, the Edom are saying he's a Kafran, he can't make a Shvuah. As if in the Siba HaMechayeves, that's being Mechayev the Shvua, is saying he can't make a Shvua, in such a case, the Chiyuv is not Chal Meikar. As that's the reason why Tosis HaRosh and Tosis learn that the gedder of the Pirkei of Huchsik Kafran is that it's not a, the Chiyuv is not Chal Meikar. You can't learn it out. Because a Zamachayev that turns him into a Chosik Kafrin can't be Machayev him in a Shvuah Meikar. That'll be the Kivun in the Rishayim. Freg the Taisis HaRosh, and Taisis, what's shot in the Gemara on Dafe? And with the Taisis Rosh and Taisis, being that by Halva, you're not Chosik Kafrin, and you have a chiyuv shvuah, as pikadon also, the halacha is, you're mechuyev a shvuah, even though you're a huchsik kafra. As being that by halvah, the shayach ishtamut ekam ishtameh. And we learn out the din of hadas eidim by halvah. As once we learn it out to hadas eidim by halvah, you can't be mechalik between halvah and pikadon. As a male, it's chalachi of shvua, and then you say mitay. As that's gor interesting. Meaning, being that they learned it was a chsarn in the machayiv, it can't be halvan pikadon have a different machayiv. That's what they're saying. When the Taisis Rush says the klal of Taisis, it's a Taisis on Hamad Aleph, a Taisis Rush by Yasan Dalit Hamad Aleph, the Taisis Rush adds a word to explain it. He says, being that we're learning out that Haidos Edim is Kipiv, just like in Piv, there's no chilik between Halvan and Pikadon, as Huadin in Haidos Edim. There's no chilik between Halva and Pikadon. Mavur in the Taisus Rush of the Valdige Chiddush. What is the gather of the Alfusa, the Tzad HaShava? The Tzad HaShava is teaching it's Kipiv. As if in Piv there's no chilek between Halva and Pikadon, the Tzad HaShava that puts it into the Parsha of Piv, there can't be a chilek either. That's what the Taisus Rashi is. And this I suffer, Bez Hashem, we'll see more in the handling of the Sugya. Okay. As that's the first chilek for the Sugya, there's a Pirkei of Huchsik Kafran. What does it mean? He doesn't have the emunis. How far does the Chsarin go? Machlokes Ritva and the Taisis Rush. The Ritva learns, therefore, he's Chayev Shvua. He can't because he's a Choshen Mitoich Sheni Yochol Yishava Mishalim. And the Taisis Rush learns it patters from the Shvua. Sreg the Gemara is a Hosek Kafrin. The Gemara, he's not a Huchsik Kafran. Ubei the Miyuchsik Kafran, Amr Avidi Bar Oven, Amr Av Chista, Akoifa Bemilva, Kosha Lehidus. The Pikadon Pasa Lehidus. As you see, he's not a Huchsik Kafran because he could be Ishtamute Kam Ishtamut Mide. El Parechachi, another Pircha on the Tzad HaShava. Mala Tzad HaShava Ben, Shekeh Eda B'Tayres HaZama, Tayme Be'edim Sheyeshtam B'Tayres HaZama, Aloy kasher imchia tayres hazama loy para. As what does it mean? He's lesser b'tayres hazama. Rashi in Taisis says he doesn't get a einish of kasher zama. As why doesn't he get a einish of kasher zama? As we saw, the Rach over here explains because you can't do kasher zama on a shvuah, because it's not shaykh to be mechayiv in a shvua. What's he going to make a shvua on? It's not shaykh the mitzias of a shvua. We saw another svara that the parsha of Kasher Zaman was said when you're coming to put an oinish, a psul on someone else, but shvua is not nichlal in the parsha of Kasher Zaman. L'chayra, we have a very interesting question. I want the Olam to try to help me on this one. The Mishnah in Makis, Kimat every yeshiva bacha learned Makis. The first Mishnah in Makis says, Midin anubish plaini, shu ben grusha ben chalutza. O midin anubish plaini, shu chayiv liglois. Ein oimrim yaseze ben grusha. Ein oimrim yigleze tachtav ela loikar boyim. You do get an oimrim. Everyone knows the first Mishnah in Makis. As over here, the Rock says, you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zaman because you can't do a Shvua, as you should get Malkus. Why is it different than when he's made on a Ben Grusha and a Ben Chalutza, or he's made on a Golus, that if you can't give Kasher Zaman, you get Malkus, and L'chayra then you would get an Oynish. The Pashas of the Gemara is Mashma, there's no Malkus. As Bishleim, if you learn the first way, the Parsha wasn't said in Shvua, good. If you learn like the Ksois, the Torah says in the Parsha of Kasher Zaman, Edim. As Eid Echor is not Edim, it's not in the Parsha of Kasher Zaman. Oh, as the Ribuy of Malkus, what was in the Parsha of Kasher Zaman. Aber lefi the Rach, that the Rach says, why do you Mekayim Kasher Zaman? When Eid Echor is made on a Shvua. Because you can't do Kasher Zaman. As what's the difference if you can't do Kasher Zaman on a Shvua, or you can't do Kasher Zaman on Golus or Psul? You should say you get Malkus. So what does the Olam type? Does anyone have a Mahalach?
Shvua is not a punishment.
So if you would say that, Svara, that the reason why there's no Kasher Zaman on a Shvua is because it's not a punishment, it's not a psul, a maskil, then it's not in the parsha of Kasher Zaman, you don't get Malkus. But we're asking, the Rach says the reason why you don't give Malkus is because you can't do Kasher Zaman. Because it's not Shayach. Because what are you going to do? Make a Shvua? What's he going to make a Shvua on? As if it's a Metzius Dika problem, as L'chayr, any time you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zaman, you get Malkus.
Ben Grusha can lead to a Chiyav Malkus at some point. Hmm. If I say someone's a Ben Grusha,
and
then he Golos, does
Bia. Second seer of the Mishnah, Golos, doesn't lead to Malkus. Okay, and still you get Malkus. Okay. It looks like the Olam needs time to think about it. Okay, so we'll give the Olam time to think about it. Maybe somebody can come over and give a geshmak of pshat. Why by Shvua, you don't get the Malkus of Ben Grusha of Ben Chalutza? Okay. What's the needin if you parich Taris Hazama or not? As Taisis in the Rush asked that by Itzad HaShava you make a pirch of Koldu, and they say you only make a pirch of Koldu when it's not a Greyasa. But over here, that which it's not Mechai, doesn't get a Einish, is a Greyasa. It's a Chsarim. It's because it's not Mechayiv Mamin, as then it can't be a Pircha of Mechalal. That's the way Taisis, the top Taisis, is Mazbe the Gimara. As this is the big Machlekis over here, if you ask Taisis Azama, Reb Chiya is not Parech Taisis Azama. In the Yerushalmi, it says Reb Yechanan is Chaylik, because he holds that you're Parech Taisis Azama. It's less of the Taisis Azama. And that's the Machlekis of Yechanan and Reb Chiya in the Eshte Din of Reb Chiya. The Zav de Gemara, the final part of Reb Chiya, what we call Reb Chiya Kamaisa, the first member of Reb Chiya, is Enochinami. Until now, we worked very hard to understand what was the Alfusa, how do you make the Alfusa, is there a Pircha on the Alfusa? We answered everything. The only thing we're finally stuck with is the Tana Tuna, where Reb Chiya brought a Raya. of the Gemara. That's the big problem with Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Elo de Kama Betani Tuna Midami Hasam the Milvis Le Sadi Leloy Veles Le Sadi Leloy Masig Le Leloy Midi Diabe Le Sadi Leloyva Leloy Masig Le Leloy Midi Le Boy Rav Chiya Le Shtabuy Hacha Ki Hechi Danan Sadi Bahai Anan Sadi Bahai. As the Gemara is that the Anan Sadi should pater from a Shrua. And the Gemara says the same way Edim. If you would bring Edim, it would pater from a Shrua. As Ebazay and Anan Sadi should pater from a Shrua. As the Shaila is, how do you learn this Gemara? There are two ways of learning the Gemara. One way of learning the Gemara, which is really the simple way of learning the Gemara. Pashtus, everyone started off that way. As the Gemara says, it's just like when Edim come. As a non-Sadi is the same thing as Edim. As that's what the Gemara is asking, that you have Edim, you have an non-Sadi. Fret Reb Nahum. Tominitzot. We can't learn that. Why? Because by every Moida B'miksas, not by every, by many cases of Moida B'miksas and Eid Echad, it's talking about when a person's holding a mammon and the other guy says, the mammon you're holding is mine. And he's either Moida or an Eid Echad comes. As these mamish acheskas kol mashetachas yidei adam harei hu shalai. And not only that, there's a better Anan Sadi, because he's only one holding on to it. As over there, how do you make a shvua? I Anan Sadi ke'edim. How do you make a shvua? If the Gemara over here is being masik, that Anan Sadi has a din ke'edim, as in it's here of Moedim and Miksas, and it's here of Eid Echad, where there's mamish, the best Anan Sadi in the world. Not even a Shnai Moichsim Dig Anan Sadi. It's one person holding on, and it's mamish, the best Anan Sadi. Over there, why aren't you Potter from a Shvua? Hare he has Anan Sadi, Hare he has Edim. Oh. That's the big Shaila of Reb Nahum in Mshat. And Reb Nahum makes another dig in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara stress? Ki yechid anan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai. Why do you have to stress ki yechid? Just like he has an anan sadi, I have an anan sadi. Just say anan sadi kedim. Anan sadi is kedim. Edim pati you from a shvua. As what's this ki yechid business? What's this lashon of the Gemara? Ki yechid anan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai. As Reb Nahum wanted a boy from here, that Avada, the Gemara knew that Anan Sadi is not Ke'edim. Yeah, Anan Sadi against Edim is not Treyu Trey. Avada Anan Sadi is not Ke'edim. It doesn't even pater Shvuah. Aye, so what's shot in the Gemara? The Gemara means ba'oyvin zeh, the fitoisis on Dalet Amud Av, that the mechayiv of Shvua is drora. Being that Edim said that half your time is emes, as that shows that the other half is emes also, and the other guy is being meshaker on the other half. As what's the gedder of the chiyiv Shvua of Haidas Edim? Because Edim come on a part, as the Edim on that part show that there's a chsarin even on the other part, and therefore you have to make a shvua. As Ebezei frag the Gemara, ki echid anan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai. What are you saying? The anan sadi on the half that Reuven's holding makes a drara, that Shimon is a shakrin, and it's mechayiv Shimon in a shvua. The same Anan Sadi that Reuven has, that you want to be Machayev Shimon in a Shvua, Mishum that Anan Sadi, Shimon has the exact same Anan Sadi on his half. As Lafiza, the words of the Gemara, ki hechid anansadi lahai, anansadi lahai. As over here, the shayla of the Gemara is not, there should be a chi of shvua, and Edim should come and pater. The Gemara is asking, it can't be chal a chi of shvua de meikara. It's not chal an imbechlal a chi of shvua. How could you be mechayiv him because you have an anansadi on half? So you're going to be mechayiv him on the other half. The same Anan Sadi you have on your half, he has on his half. And Nochum was Medayik Rashi. If you look very well in Rashi, Rashi says the word. Rashi says, V'loma hitzrichu shvua. The Gemara is not asking that the Edom should pater from the shvua. The Gemara is asking, there's no mechayiv of shvua b'chlal, because the mechayiv of shvua is anan sadi. V'ki hechid anan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai. Nachum brought the ksais in simen ayin hei, that's muchach that way. The ksais in simen ayin hei says that this var of the Gemara, ki hechid anan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai, is not only when there is an Anan Sadi. It's even when you have a psak in Bezin of Mitoich She'enu Yochol Yishove Mishane. Because the word of the Gemara is not that Anan Sadi is Ke'edin. The word of the Gemara is that what if you Mechayiv him, the same Mechayiv you have on the other side too. As in it's here where Bezin Paskins half and half, as you can't have a mechayiv ha'das edim, because kihechi there's a psak on this half, there's a psak on the other half. Yeah, Rambam could look in the ksais in the pratiyas, zaitik, the shayra shabai he brought in the ksais. Now there's a massive shayla on Rav Nachum from pshat in the Gemara. It's a gavaldig pshat, gavaldig diya kihechi, a gavaldig svara. But the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says differently. Why? Because the Gemara is medamit to its seer when Edom come. When Edom come, Edom on them on Lagamri. As according to Rav Nachum, he's saying Anan Sadi is not ke Edom, Edom pater, as why is the Gemara being medamit to Edom? That's the big question on Rav Nachum's pshat. How could you say it's not ke Edom? It's a different vart. There's no mechayim. The Gemara is medamit to Edom. Azag Rav Nachum, because over here he's being maided the loy ke'edim. If he says kula shali and edim are coming and say chetzia shali v'chetzia shali, he's being maided the loy ke'edim. As over here the edim wouldn't be neman b'tayris edim. But what do they do? All they would do is make a drura that he's chayev in a shvua. As in this seer by Edom Gufa, also the din would be the same. As by Edom also, you would have to come on to this Svara. How could you mechayiv him because Edom are saying chetzyoy are not his? As you want to make a drara to be mechayiv him shvua, hare Edom are saying chetzyoy is his. As whatever drara you have to be mechayiv, you have Edom the other way too. But over here, the Edom can't pater him, midin Edom kipshutai, because he's made the loy ka'edim. That was Rav Nachum's svara, to say that therefore even edim in art seer are not going to work midin edim kipshutai, they're only going to work because it's misalik kitraris. That's why the Gemara compares it to edim. Okay, this is the mahalik of the Gemara. As pashtis, the Gemara lemaskan is saying, there is an Anan Sadi in the Mishnah. But Kihechid Anan Sadi Lahai, Anan Sadi Lahai. As Anan Sadi goes both ways. As if you learn Poshet Pshat in Gemara B'Metziah Dal Dalet Amid Aleph, you come out, there is an Anan Sadi both ways. V'chein is Mefurish in Taisis, in the V'tanetuna Idach Derebchia, that the Maskana, there is an Anan Sadi on both ways. The Taisis Rush over here does a Maptecha Ilami. Mamish turns the world over. He says that It can't be what the Gemara is coming to show is there is no Anan Sadi. Because if there would be an Anan Sadi in his Ke'edim, not only the Shaila is, how could you have a Shvua of Hoidas Edim, the Gemara holds you can't have any Chiyav Shvua. Because if it's Kanan Sadi, Banan Sadi Ke'edim, it should pater you from all Chiyav Shvuas. As how is a Chayach Shvua in the Mishnah? As the Gemara is coming to be my chiyach lemaskana, there is no Anan Sadi in the Mishnah. And thus is called a Mapecha. Mapecha number one, this Taisis Rosh is not like Rav Nochum. This Taisis Rosh is learning that if there would be a Anan Sadi, it would pater you from all Shuas, not just Haidas Edim. Rav Nochum said it paters you from Haidas Edim because it paters the Mechayev, it makes there's no Drara. The Rosh says it would pater you from everything if it's Ke'edim. The Rosh is Meduyik that he's learning the Gemara Kipshuta. I is Dagash Shaila. Must be that there is no Anan Sadi that's Paskening and it's not Ke'edim. Oh. Now, does he mean Bechlal, there's no Anan Sadi? Mukra, could be there's Mashu, but it's not on the Darga of Edim. That's what we're coming to show. That Kilu, it's not Ke'edim. It's not Lamaskonda. There's no Anan Sadi, but Darga Shel Edim. The Ramban is Meduyif that way also. The Ramban, when he says, he explains the next Gemara, he also says, Lamaskonda, there's no Anan Sadi. Fizeh, it comes out very nice. You learn Beis Amud Aleph, you come to Dalet Amud Aleph, you put the two together, you see a Shinui. In the Mishnah, these three Rishonim, Taisis, Ramban, Taisis, Arash, ask, why don't you say Kol Dalim Gavar in the Mishnah? As Taisis answers, because Anan Sadi Chetzi Shavoi. The Ramban and the Taisis Rosh don't use the Anan Sadi, the Paskin Yachleiku. Why? The Taisis Rosh and the Ramban, the Shitasoi, that they learn the Maskana, we fall away from the Anan Sadi Ke'edim. As they can. As the Ramban says, the Muxikois is Bechetzi. He doesn't say Anan Sadi Bechetzi. He says, you're a Muxik Bechetzi. The Rosh says, the Anan Sadi says, Ein lanu ligzol. But it's not Paskin in Yachleiku. The Taisis that learns that Anan Sadi stays a Maskana, as Taisis on Beis Amud Aleph says, you have the Anan Sadi. Okay. As thus is the Gemar of Reb Chiya Kamaisa in the Gemara. Bez Hashem, we want to be mashlim one Nakuda that we started yesterday, we want to finish it today. We started yesterday that the Maskana Reb Chiya learns out of his Zad Hashava. As yesterday we said a big Machlekes of Nochum, Biskarov, Wapshad in Zad Hashava, we have to clarify that Zichur, sometimes Zad Hashava is like the Biskarov. The Biskarov learns every Zad Hashava. It has to be one way. And Reb Nochum said there's two kinds of Zad Hashava. Okay, that's a clarification. Now we want to go into another interesting chakira in Zad Hashava. Tishmai, when you're learning out of a Zad Hashava, let's take God's sake. You're learning out of Moedim and Miksas, Hoidas Edim. As when you're learning Moedim and Miksas and Eid Echad, Hoidas Edim. As when you're learning Hoidas Edim out, Yesh Mistapik, what is the Pshat? You could learn in three different ways. And this is a chakir in every Zad Hashava in Shas. The Pashita way, if you didn't think too much, the first way of learning is it's a third Mechayiv. We're learning out a new Mechayiv. I mean, it's not Eid Echad, we have a Pircha. It's not a Moedim Mixas, we have a Pircha. As what is it? It's Mr. Three. It's not one. It's not two Moedim and Miksas. It's three. It's a new Mechayiv. What's the Mechayiv? Taina v'kriya. That's the Pashita way of understanding every Zad Hashava. However, G'dayli Achreinim, based on a Rosh and Baba Kama, suggests there are actually two other ways to learn a Zad Hashava. You could learn at Sada Shav is not we're learning out Mr. 3, a new Mechayim. What we're doing is the Iker Yalfusa is from one of the two. As really, it's a Moed of a Mixas. Just as a Pircha, as we're using the other thing as a Yechiah. Comes out, the Yalfusa is Moed of a Mixas. It's a Moed of a Mixas. On the Pircha, we have a Yechiah from Eid Echad. But that's not the Iker Malamed. It's just the Yechiah, it's not the Iker Malamed. Or the other way of going, it's Be'iker and Eid Echad. It's bigger than Eid Echad. And Moed Mixas is just the Yechiah. What is Italian? Which one it's more doimed to? If it's more doimed to a Moed Mixas, we'll say Be'iker is a Moed Mixas. If it's more doimed to an Eid Echad, we'll say Be'iker is an Eid Echad.
Why
doesn't
it go both ways then? Why doesn't I just say one and then Yechiah?
You need the Yechiah both ways, because you could only use it as a Yechiah if you have the other way too. How does Rabbeinu Rashi HaKadosh learn in this Chakim? As there's a Rashi over here, which is a key point Rashi in this Chakim. Zot Rashi. Tiechi da Anan Sadi Lahai, Anan Sadi Lahai. Anan Sadi Lahai, Dechetzi Shaloi, V'lo Mitzvichu Chacham Shvua. Shma mina taima lav mishum moide v'miksas hatainu ki repchiya. These words in Rashi are kipshutai apela. Repchiya said it's moide v'miksas hatainu. Repchiya said sara shove. We're holding after the maskana. We're not in the hava mina. The hava mina of the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph. Repchiya said it's a kal v'chaymer. We're holding on Dalit Amid Aleph. We already learned the top, and we remember from the top to the bottom. We already saw it's a Sara Shaveh. As what's Rashi saying, it's Mishum Moide B'miksas Hatainu Kirib Chia. These words, Pashit, don't read. There's a similar Rashi on Daf Hei Amid Aleph. We'll see it when we get. What is Rashi saying? Rashi is Megala, a huge Yisoy. That the Pshat in this Sada Shove is not that they're equal. The Pshat in this Sada Shove is that the Iker Malamed is Moedav Mixas. Because it's be Iker Doimed to a Moedav Mixas. And it's just the Yechiah. Oh, but the Iker is daimed to a Moide b'miksas. And the Mokar of Rashi is the beginning of the Sugya. Repiya started with a Kal v'chaymer. And Matei does p'tiv g'doyla, it's mamish Moide b'miksas, Rashi learns in the beginning of the Gemara. As it mamish klings zeye gishmak l'fi Rashi. Who else says it? The Toisvis Arush. The Toisvis Arush we saw as that if why by Pikadon have you learned out Hoidah Seidim? The Gemara asks by Alvah, and the Gemara answers, it's not Uchzik Kafron, because Ishtamut Ekom Ishtamit. Oh, but there's only Ishtamut Ekom Ishtamit in Pikadon. There's no, in Alvah, in Pikadon, there's no Ishtamut Ekom Ishtamit. Thus, Frek, the Taisis Arash, Taisis Anhei Amid Aleph, and with the Taisis Arash. Because once you learn the Limud by Alvah, who had in Pikadon? By Halva, there is no Uchzikafram. By Pikadon, there is Uchzikafram. What do you mean? Once I know it by Halva, I know it by Pikadon too. It's the Taisus Rosh, because the gather of the Alfusa is Hoidos Eden is Kipiv. And in Piv, there is no chilik between Halva and Pikadon. As if in Piv there's no chilik of Halva and Pikadon, as if Hoidos Eidim is in the Parsha, there can't be a chilik between Halva and Pikadon. If we were learning out a new Mechayev, Mr. Gimel, as if we're learning a new Mechayev, a Mechayev Shlishi, okay, the Mechayev Shlishi is by Pikadon and not by Halva. What's the problem? We're learning out a new Mechayev. of a being that it's megala to us, that it's in the parsha of Piv. As therefore, if it's megala to us, it's in the parsha of Piv, as it has, whatever's by Piv will be by it. Okay, Nos is Nekuda number one. You see in the Taisis Rosh. Yesterday we saw a riff that the Shar HaMishpat brings down. The riff brings down, the Shar HaMishpat brings a riff that the riff says that you need a tiny of shtei kesef dumya demoide. You could even do a pruta dumya dehaidas eidi. You don't need a tiny of shtei kesef. What's the pshat? As pshat in the riff is learning the other side of the spectrum. He's learning that it's more doime to eid echad because it's a eidas degenyan. As we compare it more to Eid Echad, or the Frat Lefi the Rishayim, Eid Echad, the Gilgal, Levin Ishvi, it's more Daimet to Eid Echad. As Memela, the Rif holds, that we're going to put it in the Eid Echad Parsha. As in Eid Echad, it has the Dinim of Eid Echad. And we have a very interesting Machlekes Ladina between Achreinim, where you see this point very clearly. The Taz in Simin Lamed, Sif Katan Hay in Chayshin Mishpat is going on at Tzir. Normal Tzir of Eidim, the two Eidim see together. But there's another kind of Eidus Miuchedus, that two Eidim see at two different times. Let's say someone, they saw one Eid saw he stole one day, and another Eid saw he stole another day. As the halacha is, if one eight said, I saw he lent on Sunday, another eight says, I saw he lent on Monday, to Aiden that he lends, he's chayiv mamid. But by knas, the halacha is, if one eight says he stole on Sunday, and one eight says he stole on Monday, that's called eidus miuchedes. They're being made on two different maisim, they're not mitztarif. As in mamid, even if it's two different maisim, they're mitztarif. Of in knas by two different maisim, they're not mitzdarim. What would be the din by the shvua of Odas Eidim? What would be if they would be made on two different days? One Eid is made on Sunday, he lent money, $50. The other Eid is made on Monday, he lent $50. But I know he lent $50, the Sacha Kol. Is he Mechayev the Shvua of Haidas Eidim? Sokta Taz in Simon Lamed, Sifkot Nei, the Shailas Achuvas Arash, Muva in the Tur, is Mavur that he is Potter. And the Achreinim is, what's the reason why he's Potter? Sokta Taz, Zeya Gishmak. What do we learn out Haidas Eidim from Moida B'Miksas? What's the Kal V'Chaimah that we learn out from Moida B'Miksas? Because Malapiv Shekei Mechayim Ishmael Eidim Shekei Mechayim V'Knas Toime B'Piv Shei Mechayim V'Knas. As it comes out, the Alfusa is from Piv Klape Knas. As Memela, being that we're learning it out from Knas, the Eidos has a din of Knas. You'll ask me, Lamaskana, we're not learning it out from Moedim and Mixas. There's a Tzad HaShoveh. Zoktetaz, Abba Ichal, Lamaskana, the Ika Malamed is Piv. As Mamela, it's going to have Dinam Kipiv. That's what the Tor and the Rush holds. Ad Khan Divrei the Taz. And the Taz doesn't even realize he was Machaven B'ruach Kodesh to the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh in the beginning Sugi of Huchzik Kafran says the Iker Yalfusa is Piv, as Imam stems with that Rosh. The Tumim in Simin Lamed, Siv Cotton Tess, Es on the Taz, the Iker Limud is Piv. Piv, the Gemara says it's Eino Be'achashav Azoma, it's Bechlal not Daimel Piv. The Ikka Limud is Eid Echad. A As in Cain, Eidus Miuchedes should be Mitzdarev. The Hayu, the Tumim held Misvara like the Rif. The Iker is Eid Echad. As a Mela, he is on the Taz. Oh. As it comes out, we have Mamish, a Machlekes Rishonim, which boils down to Machlekes Achrayim, the Knaf Kedmina, the Dina, where is the Iker Yalfusa? Keep in mind, we always could have had Sad 3, that it's the two together.
How do you know the Rif doesn't run like that?
Huh?
How do you know the Rif doesn't run like that?
That what?
Like Sad 3.
Because then you should have the kula, you should have to have at least two. If you learn it out of both, you can't do a kula of one that there isn't in the other. That's the kula in the Derech Kula. Okay. Fine. It's 101. So, one more tzad in the Chakrita. Who holds that you have both? So now we have a Rosh, a Rashi that learns its Moed of a Mixas. We have a Rif that learns its Eid Echad. Who holds its two together? It's a new Machayim. As we have a Machlekes Sma and Shach and Simin Pei Zayin. In the Sma says a Gevaldike Chiddush. The normal tzir of Eidim is Eidim say, you were loiva. He says, what happens in a tzir where someone says, loy lavisi? If someone says, loy lavisi, and Eidim come and say he was lova, as what do we say? Koloima loy lova, ki ilu ama loy para. As in order to be mechayev the guy, we need a tzirah of the Eidim that are saying lava, and okay, he was lava, but maybe he was para. As what? No, because he said loy lava. As is oidos valdin, he's loy para. As what happens if on $50 of the oidos Eidim, if the Eidim are saying lava, could we be mitztarif the Eidim with the Haidas Piv to be Machayim of the Shvua of Haidas Eidim? Meaning, there's Haidas Eidim that is Lava, but maybe he was Para. As you want to be Mitztarif, on $50 the Eidim say Lava, and there's a Haidah Loi Para. As could you be Mitztarif the Haidas Eidim with the Piv to be Machayim of Shvua? The Sma says you can't be mitzdarit. All we have a Yalfusa for Haidah's Eidim. How could you be mitzdarit for Haidah to Haidah's Eidim to be Machayev Shvur? The Yalfusa is only on Haidah's Eidim. And the Shach shries on the Sma. Why not? Why can't you be mitzdarit? Nira, it's totally in this Nakuda. If you learn the Machayev Haidos Eidim is Piv, okay, so you add a Piv to a Piv, a Kol Toiv. But if you learn it's a Machayev Shlishi, the Machayev Shlishi is only by Haidos Eidim. If you have to be Mitztarev something else with it, who says you can make another hybrid of Haidas Eidim and Moide B'Mixas? Mechitesi, you could put two Mechayvim together. You need one Mechayv, Haidas Eidim. But two together is not Mitzvah. Okay. So we will marchiv a little bit in the daily Divrei HaPoskim to bring the three Stadim. Lamaisa, it's Gevaldige Derech Halimut. Very, very Yisoidus. Whenever you have a Tzad HaShava, you could understand it. One is the Iker, or they're both the same. Now, every standard person, when he learns a Gemara that says a Tzad HaShava, he always starts off with the Pashat of Pshat. That means that we're learning out a third thing, And zikr, it's not more doyma, the one more than the other, and it's a new machayiv. That's the pashut of pshat you start off with. The rush in Baba Kama says he is sorry. Sometimes it's more doyma to one, and it has a din of one, and the other is just the yoshiya. That's what we saw today, the different stuff. As it's a pshat in the sugya, and you saw it in shas when you learn other sugya. What is it tali in? Okay, so now everyone, when they come to a sugya, they're going to start clearing these hakiras, and they're going to... you need rayas from Rishayim. Yeah. You have to learn the sugya, you have to see the Rishayim. But Derek Klal, you start off with the pashtas. But if you have rayas from Rishayim, as then you go, you see that they went the other way. Okay. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're starting the sugya of... This is the next chelik of Chiyah Basra Yisrael.